Backseat Producers, episode number 243, Battle Royale.
This is Tony.
And this is Daryl.
This is David. I took one note on a movie I watched in the last 3 months, Tony. You know what movie it was?
No.
Bad News Bears. You know what the note was?
No.
Was Walter Matthau ever young? Wrote it down.
You did mention that.
I wrote it down. Then I remembered it. Then I could not bring it up. So.
Yeah. No, that was a good note.
Yeah.
That was a good note.
Quality material.
Yeah.
Prepared for. The show is scripted.
Briefly, he was for a short period of time.
I don't believe that. I think it came out fully formed.
It was never captured on film.
Mm-hmm. Fully formed, ripped his mother in half. She died during childbirth because you can't give birth to a 200-pound man.
What if she exploded? Like some of the people in this movie.
Oh, bring it back. Transition.
Look out. All right, Trans-master. So next week, Dark Knight Rises.
I told you.
I almost said Dark Knight Returns, but we're not watching that. Because that is actually a thing now to watch.
What?
Dark Knight Returns has come out on DVD. Part 1.
Why does it need parts?
Because they can't not show every frame of everything Frank Miller put into the comic book onto a cartoon.
That is true. I didn't just
want to build the story out.
Yeah, well, I kind of wish they would have done that with Sin City, Jessica Alba, and stripper scenes. But guess who gets the short straw there?
You.
This guy.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, so...
Or Elijah Wood naked. I mean, come on. You want to see Frodo naked. Just move along. We all know it's true. Just,
everybody wants to see the one cock ring.
That's right.
All right. So,
what does that make Mount Doom?
I don't know.
It's very serious. It's a vagina. Luke told us.
It is very serious.
This is hot and molting.
A hot, steaming,
molting.
I don't know how you got two kids. This does not sound like the average experience.
No. I don't think Mountain Doom was the average experience. I think that's the point.
Does it come with like a golem that jumps on you halfway through?
That's pretty kinky, man.
Cuts off one of your fingers.
That's the crabs.
My precious.
Man. So
this is already a train wreck.
Wow. Dark Knight Rises and Sausage Fest. Sausage Fest is less than 2 weeks.
Yes. You're not getting a record.
Save your money and your stomach lining because you're going to need it to get through it.
And we will take care of saving the breasts.
Mm-hmm.
Or we will pass the money on to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation and let them do it.
Yep.
Because they are probably better equipped.
I'd like to get my...
I'll let them give it a try this time. Yeah. I mean, we haven't solved it yet.
I like the hands-on approach myself.
Yeah.
I would get permission before you did that.
That is probably a good idea. Or we can just get you a blow-up doll.
Oh, that's so fun.
Absolutely a good idea.
Well, it's filled with helium. Or hydrogen, make it more explosive.
I heard Tony
encounter.
Had a pretty strict no harassment policy at the Sausage Fest.
Unless it's Sam.
One of those two gay guys, because they were awesome.
They were awesome.
They were doing the harassing.
They were the ones who wanted more sausage at Sausage Fest.
Maybe we can accommodate those this year.
Those guys were awesome.
Yeah, they were awesome. This week, we're talking about Battle Royale.
Yep. It happened.
It did.
Yes, but it set the stage for so many other good things.
So what'd you think, Daryl?
I liked it quite a bit. I mean, a little gory and a little stupid at parts, but it still held up pretty well. I mean, kids murdering each other, you know, on an uninhabited island. What more can you ask for? And social commentary, too.
I agree with that.
That's fair.
I mean, it was an alright movie. It was rough. Like, the obvious comparison is The Hunger Games.
Sure.
Obviously.
The obvious comparisons that I thought of were The Hunger Games and, like, Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, so in the second Hunger Games book, they actually had, like, the arena that they fight in. Spoiler, they fight another arena. The arena that they fight in is divided into 12 sections.
Uh-huh.
It's a clock, and at certain times of the day, each one of the sections becomes a danger zone.
Wow.
And they have to move out of it.
Danger zone!
Yeah, danger zone! So that's, I was watching this, I was like, oh, man.
Wow.
I guess you at least got two books out of it, so. But the meta plot for Hunger Games is a lot better. There's a backdrop of social unrest and...
Well, the Hunger Games...
The Hunger Games and Battle Royale focused on different aspects
yes.
of the same type of story.
Yep.
I mean, you can't deny that the same type... These stories are ridiculously similar. You know what, though? But if you take it back to, like, Lord of the Flies and use that as a point of reference, you can kind of see how...
Yeah, but Lord of the Flies had a different element to it.
They did.
It
was a forced... They were
stuck on the island.
It was an unintentional situation.
Right. Okay. Right. They weren't put into that position. Where both Battle Royale and Hunger Games come at it from a
totally different angle.
Well, they're placed there by the government, but even then it's still a different motivation.
The motivations are different. Plus, we also have reality television that is something that is being commented on in both of them.
Minor part of Battle Royale, though.
What's that?
That was such a minor part of Battle Royale.
It was.
I mean, thematically in Hunger Games, what they're doing there is they're showing you the decadence of, like, they're showing you the rich of the rich,
mm-hmm.
and then everybody who's breaking their backs to entertain them. They're literally killing themselves for the rich's entertainment. And this, you see the media in the first 5 minutes, and then you don't ever see them again.
That's true.
I'm not even really clear what's happening in the first, but... Partly because I didn't know how to turn subtitles on until they were already on the bus. I don't even know what the news people were saying. I was like, I'm not going back. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So I don't
know. There was a lot of exposition.
Yeah. So who was that girl in the truck?
The first girl?
Yeah.
The girl in the truck?
Yeah. Like the opening shot is the newscaster.
Oh, that was the girl who survived.
There wasn't a girl who survived.
Yeah, they both, at the end of the movie, a little spoiler there, they're both on the boat heading back towards the mainland. Since only one survivor can be official, he had to hide. And she was the one who was the quote-unquote survivor.
Yeah, but at the end, both of their names are on the wanted poster.
That was afterwards. I know this movie's a little screwy in its chronology there, but yeah, she was the only quote-unquote survivor officially.
Oh, I didn't realize that was the same girl.
Yes, she was the survivor. He probably hopped off the boat and at somewhere along the line.
That's weird. Why wouldn't she go back with the army guys if she was going to be the winner then? Like, why wouldn't the army guys?
Because there can only be one survivor, and there has to be a survivor.
Well, I know, but the game was over. Why wouldn't the army guys be like, all right, let's bring back the survivor with us?
Because he sent them all away before.
Well, I know, I get that, but... I don't know, it just seems weird.
I know. That part doesn't really make too much good sense as why he wanted to have the confrontation with what we thought was a survivor.
I'm not going to lie to you, that guy was the best part of the movie. Because that guy did not give a shit about anything.
Well, no.
After he got cut in the ass, he was done. That guy was awesome.
Well, he was pretty much done the day his class walked out of him. I mean, that was just the final straw.
You know what bothered me about that scene? You could obviously see where they had shot that scene multiple times, and he had erased away the words on the thing multiple times.
Yeah.
That bothered me intensely. I don't know why, but I was like, man, the immersion is broken.
Well, one thing interesting, if you compare this between the Hunger Games and Battle Royale and the Hunger Games, is the way the plot of the story is we use violence to solve every problem of societal control. Mm-hmm. In this case, they had to terrorize all the youth of Japan in order to keep them in line. Well, apparently isn't working too well if they have to keep holding these battle royales. In the Hunger Games, it's a different story. It's a classist thing. But the thing is, the participants are willing, not unwilling.
Participants aren't willing, per se,
they're not kidnapped at gunpoint and forced to do it.
Well, I mean, they kind of are.
Well,
you have to put your name into a lottery, and mm-hmm. then if you don't show up, they shoot you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the same thing. They shoot you and then kill your family. So it's kind of the same thing, really.
Yeah. Lena was confused by that part with the girl also. She thought that...
I thought it was a different person.
No.
She thought they were using a stand-in so that people wouldn't know the game didn't work out, which actually makes a little more sense. And I don't know what the actual...
What a cop-out answer, Tony.
I don't.
Who cares if you know? Just make something up and stick by it. That's what the rest of us are doing.
That's true.
I like this movie. So the director was in World War II, right?
Yes, he worked in a munitions factory and got the shit blown out of it while he was standing there.
I like this movie as an admonishment of the Japanese government for forcing them to fight in World War II.
That's a bit of a stretch.
How so? The government rounds up a bunch of young kids who have no business being there and forces them to fight in a situation that probably don't even want to fight in.
Well, of course not. The
chances of coming back are zilch. 1 in 40.
No, that's actually, I didn't think of it that way, but
I like this guy relating.
Really
to,
does,
and then he uses every cheap horror trick he can.
Right,
let's use kids. Let's start it off at night. You can hunt around. Well, what a crazy guy who doesn't talk there.
Yeah, but using the kids is actually kind of the commentary about
the war,
conscripting kids for war.
Yeah, it just had that feel.
Well, it's not so much for the war, it's for entertainment. That's even the bigger horror, because this whole thing is a big show to show what happens to you when you misbehave.
I didn't get that feeling from this at all. Like, I couldn't read what the woman was saying in the beginning, but she didn't seem like she was like a reality TV news reporter.
No,
she
they were like talking about the VR injustice. Act. The yeah, oh, that
yeah, what it was about.
Establishes Battle Royale.
But so does nobody know about this then? Because the kids all seemed really surprised.
Well, that's the thing he was saying is, you know, you don't even pay attention in class. You don't even realize this is going on because you're too wrapped up in your own little lives. You know, that's one of the things they keep driving at in this thing is these kids are totally clueless to what's going on around them. Wow. Because they're too busy with their little petty love relationships and crushes and revenges and
you know,
whatnot.
Speaking of, you know what this movie didn't have enough of? Scissoring.
Scissoring.
You know what this movie also was weird to watch in contrast to Hunger Games? The representation of women.
Oh my god!
In the movie,
Japanese Hunger Games is all about girl power.
Yeah, and Japanese culture is very traditionally male dominated.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just it. All the men in this whole movie, except for a couple, just basically deserve to die just from an evolutionary standpoint that they're not fit to breed.
Yeah, the guys were either overprotective of women, or were psychotic assholes.
Yes.
Or total little panicky worms.
Yeah.
The girls at least seem to be halfway stable in this situation.
No.
I say halfway.
No. The stability girls, quickly broke down.
Yes, I know. That's the thing.
To be honest, has been my experience with a group of women with more than two women.
Yeah, they took it to the natural extreme.
Yeah.
They just went balls out crazy.
That
and
seems
just,
awesome, though.
Then just...
It well, yeah, that's the shocking part about the lighthouse scene where they're all sitting around here nice and calm. One of them suddenly dies and instant paranoia just jumps in. Oh, you did it because you hated her. Oh, you had the crush and I'm just going to kill you all now because I'm scared to death. Yeah, it does put out the point where, you know, society's pretty fragile. The slightest thing will cause it to fall.
And it did.
Yeah.
It fell apart quick.
Well, that's just it. The whole group there, you know, if they had sat down and tried to organize themselves, they could have been like the neo-terrorist group is, okay, let's figure a way to screw this whole system up so it doesn't blow our heads off, and let's get back at the bastards who did this to us. No, they all run off in 20 different directions, each trying to either save their own ass or trying to hide.
Game theory.
Just thinking game theory.
Mm-hmm.
Game theory is my choices are I can hope that the next person doesn't just want to kill me, or I can GTFO.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, your choices are pretty limited, and one has only positive results, and the other one potentially has very negative results, those being me being dead.
Well, the thing is, though, the cap of the thing is they're all going to die anyway if they all don't die. So either way, you're a dead man, so you might as well take the time and get back at the people who are doing this to you. They had the hackers had essentially the right idea. Hack the system and build a bomb.
Yeah, But given how little opportunity they had to even think
organize,
about it,
that's just it. They're too much. They're too terrorized and too panicky to sit down and think anything rational.
They also weren't allowed to talk, so they couldn't get any kind of immediate organization. Mm-hmm. They couldn't have any plan.
Well, yeah. Well, nobody arose as a leader. That's just it.
I'm honestly surprised that at some point you didn't have somebody looking around the room, seeing I am bigger and stronger than every person still in here. Going out, getting their weapon, and then just as soon as the next person runs out, just clubbing them to death.
Mm-hmm. Just stand outside the thing and just mow them down.
Yeah, why not?
Wouldn't have much of a story if they did that.
That is not how I would play the game, Tony.
That's how I would do it. Sitting ducks.
Remind me never get into the Hunger Games with you.
Or team up with me.
Well,
I bet
will do all the dirty work, and then we'll get killed for it, and you will live on.
I bet you will not let me ride you like Fennec.
Probably not.
Wait till Fennec shows up next time with his trident.
Well, one of the other subplots in this movie is, what would you do if you were in this sort of situation? Would you panic? Would you run around psychotically? Would you organize? And I think that's one of the underlying themes of this whole movie is, you know, if this happened to you, would you kill your best friends?
Yeah, high school is a good analogy for that because they have all the cliques. Mm-hmm. Usually people generally identify with one clique or another.
So stepping back a second, Lana said there's a bit in IMDb that said the girl is May, a previous winner, and she's not in the movie again.
Ah.
So maybe it was from the
But the girl before. Played lots of stand-ins in the movie.
I read that too.
So we aren't just being racist.
It's difficult for me to tell those children apart. I don't know if it's because they're young or because they're Asian and they all look the same. Those were three thoughts. Same thought.
All right. I mean, what would you do? I mean, you had people literally making every choice. The choice to be pacifist and not do it and just hope that you're one of the last ones standing, which was a potential outcome considering there were some people that died in the process of killing other people. There were the people that took their own lives.
Yeah, at least they took the more honorable way out because they didn't want to play this game. But there was ones who were the opportunistic bastards who just said, okay, there's no rules. I'm going to go nuts.
Right, yeah.
And then you had the two ringers in there who were the experienced players that we come later to find out. And we never did find out why the psychotic guy was in there. We did find out why one of them was.
You signed back up. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he gets out of that, but
maybe he's just a thrill killer. He's so traumatized from the first times. He said, "Hey, this is a lot of fun."
That's the first time in his life he felt alive.
Yes, maybe he found
he had no dialogue, so it was difficult for me to discern that from him.
This movie was what Hurt Locker was based on. At least that character.
I started watching that, and I'm like, "Wait a minute! I don't care about soldiers. I'm turning this off."
It's not about soldiers.
I don't know. I can quest for 5 minutes. This sucks.
It wasn't a great movie.
I didn't think so.
Yet it won the Academy Award.
Who directed it? Oh, no.
Cameron's wife. Yeah, ex-wife. Her. Cameron's ex-wife.
Sorry, I was going to make a Sofia Coppola joke, but it wasn't her. She was nominated for something else that year.
Yes, she was, but I don't remember.
I don't remember what it was either. Lane
will probably tell us in a minute.
I hate Sofia Coppola. Her pointy face. Daryl, she does have a pointy face. You know why I hate her so much? Lost in Translation.
Oh, jeez. You're still holding that against her.
I'm going to be on this Packers call for years. I'm going to be on my deathbed, and then I'm going to be like, Tony, lean closer. Tony's going to be there for some reason.
I wish people would get over that. It's just a friggin' football game.
No. That's the wrong attitude to have.
Lena, I don't want to say that I'd want to win or at least get damn close because that might make me sound kind of unhinged.
I wouldn't win. I would out. Well, if this was Hunger Games,
Fest 4, because we haven't planned for three's pretty much locked in at this point. Battle Royale, Sausage Fest 4.
Ooh. With sausages.
Hunger Games kind of works out better, though.
Hunger Games, people would know it better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That works.
I think my move, I'm only going to restrict
with kielbasa. If you smack somebody in the head with kielbasa, they're dead.
Mm.
We could play.
How about Vienna sausages and Nerf guns?
Oh.
Stage fight with sausage. Sage slap fight.
That would be pretty good.
That would be pretty gross. But
that would be nice.
Let's give out white shirts and then have barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah.
This barbecue sauce wrestling.
Then clearly we're going to need a pool party afterward.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly.
Oh, yeah. The hotel would just love us. Nice layer of barbecue sauce in the
First
pool.
Off, that's the least gross thing that ends up in that pool, I assure you.
Yes. You were there.
Yeah. That's why we don't do that anymore. It was so gross. That pool's filmy.
The air is filmy in that.
It's just, it's like I leave the room and I'm like, I feel dirty. Not because I won a wet t-shirt contest. That made me feel sparkling clean.
Pills made you feel pretty?
Yeah. I always feel pretty. It's a side effect of being pretty.
Might want to talk about how this movie has essentially created a kind of a little cult sensation on its own because of its association with Clockwork Orange, The Matrix, and a whole bunch of other films, which is sort of either
anti-establishment.
Spawned, right? But its own distribution outside Japan has been sort of a rather tenuous thing. It's had a hell of a time trying to find an American distributor because of the quote-unquote ultra-violence.
I'd see the violence in this was pretty tame.
Well, yeah, but at the time in the early 2000s, when after you had
post-Columbine,
this whole movie was untouchable.
And apparently, and I'm not familiar with this incident, there was talk in one of the the Wikipedia article that there was a slashing incident, and that there was the sequel was postponed. The DVD release of the sequel was postponed because the killer had read Battle Royale. Slashing refers to the murder of a 12-year-old Japanese girl by an 11-year-old female classmate.
All right, so here's the thing.
The thing is, what if they had read Little Red Riding Hood? Would that have been any different?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. So pick a scenario that happens in real life that there is not a book or movie already about.
Something.
Everything that happens.
Yeah.
Three dudes sitting around a table podcasting, I bet that's in a book somewhere. So if Daryl flips out and murders us both, we're going to ban
that
book.
That would be Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
That would be Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, I could have watched Reservoir Dogs the night before and just murdered everybody at the table.
Tom's Mr. Pink.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that.
So I don't know. That whole we should ban media because it may inspire people to do things, that's stupid.
That is stupid. That's always been stupid.
Yeah. Well, that's just something that...
Maybe we shouldn't release Batman this weekend because that dude shot up a theater and said, whoa. One. The dude shot up a theater because he's crazy.
Yep.
That's it. Stop drawing conclusions. Like, it is an irrational thought.
The guy was crazy. Yeah. He was irrational,
The guy was crazy. Like, don't draw conclusions from that.
He could have easily just walked into Brave.
Yeah, don't say... Yeah, exactly. He could have walked into any theater.
That would have been more horrific.
Yeah.
Because then it would have been a bunch of children.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Instead of just a scattered few who were at a midnight movie. You walk into a 10 a.m. on Saturday, the opening weekend of a kid's movie, and do the same thing, and you want to talk about terror.
And also, too, saying, well, why was the kid there? No.
No, I don't.
Why was the dude shooting people in a theater?
Yes.
The question doesn't go past that. Actually, I really don't want you to answer that, because you could come up with some crazy, stupid story like, well, he watched a bunch of violent movies and played violent video games. No! That doesn't make you shoot people.
He was crazy... and wanted to kill, so perhaps that's when he sought out media that he could use as a reference.
Yep.
And you know what? Media as a reference can be used for anything. Yep. It doesn't have to be used in
artistically,
that way.
I don't know that I would have gone with Dark Knight as the movie to do it with, but if I was going for a full theater, Dark Knight Rises is the movie I'm going to pick that weekend. I mean,
sure,
it's the biggest movie event of the summer. I don't know. That's just dumb.
I mean, what are you going to do? Wait around for another Tarantino flick?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, because...
That wouldn't be as ironic.
No, that would be appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't get as much media play.
Sex in the City 3.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Now, that would be terribly ironic.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, it would be terribly disturbing.
Beating people to death with fleshlights.
Oof.
Ooh, I've had fantasies about that.
We are sending this recording to the FBI.
Yeah. sometimes wonder. I wonder when the day is.
Of course, then again, the subliminal messages we implant in every one of them would make them all our love slaves.
That's weird.
That is, yep.
Unless there's like a hot FBI agent from too far. Community who was Eliza Krupp.
Yeah.
I wonder when the day is going to come that I say something on this show that I have to justify to someone, like professionally or in court or in a context that matters. Like my father-in-law starts listening to these things and he's like, "So, Chloe Moretz is like 14, right?" Yup. Yup. Waiting for that day. I've already got my defense picked out. Just tell you what it is now. I play a character on this show. My job is to entertain people, and that's what I try and do. So sometimes I say things that aren't necessarily representative of my true opinions.
And sometimes you just don't know fact.
Sometimes I just don't know facts, so I make things up.
He falls into a reality distortion zone when he sits in front of the mic and everything that just comes out is he channels a whole different person.
Yeah, dead air is terrible, so you gotta fill the space with something. And I feel I drove 45 minutes to get here. I gotta keep my money's worth of time. Well, no traffic tonight, Tony. I was very happy about that.
Mm. I avoided the whole thing and went 255. This is right here.
That's what I did the other day when I came out to your place. I took 255 around. Because they had like
at night, it's so
big portions
dark
of the highway closed. Yeah, it was. It was a dark.
It's dark, it's a dark and then I start nodding off, and it's just I got a route down 40 that I.
You ain't seen dark until you've driven the back roads of Kansas.
Oh.
Is this a racist joke?
No, it's just the truth. When the it's just no streetlights out there.
Still kind of sounds racist.
So one night, my buddy and I.
Abducted some kids and then we had a fight to the
game. I had like worked like closed and open the next morning of a restaurant. So it was like working until like 3 a.m. then being back at work at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And worked in the morning. Then we went to Six Flags.
Oh.
And then so we're driving home. We drop our one buddy off in Cahokia and we're driving up 255. And I'm like sleep deprived and like hallucinating, sleep deprived.
Yeah, you get the
and it was
sleep
like,
sweats.
I was like, what was that? He said, what? I said, something was crawling up out of the highway. He said, how? I said, it was crawling. He said, we're going 65 miles an hour. Why are we speeding? It's only 55. Next thing I know, I mean, it's pitch black. Nothing. You can't see anything except the headlights on the road in front of you. Because this is like, this is before they lit it all.
Before we used lights. Yeah.
Before there was light. Before electricity. Next thing we know, all of a sudden, my buddy goes, oh, shit. There was nothing behind us. And then all of a sudden, cop lights. Just lights and sirens and zipped past us. We were going 65. And at the time, this was only a 55-mile-an-hour road. He wasn't supposed to be out. He wasn't supposed to be driving to Cahokia to drop our friend off. He wasn't supposed to be driving his dad's car. So he flips out, swerves onto the shoulder. These cops, like eight of them, go zipping past us a good 90, 100 miles an hour. And then all of a sudden, they get 200 feet in front of us, and then black, just nothing. They just turned off all their lights and sirens. It was like,
what did we just see?
What just happened?
Or did it happen?
Yeah.
Did that just happen? This was the time before cell phones.
Is this even real life?
Who moved my cheese?
Who moved the cheese factory, you mean?
So all in all, this movie was all right.
It's all right. It's easy to see where the comparisons to Hunger Games come in.
I was thinking more like Fern Gully. The Children of the Trees. The Victims.
The Goonies.
The fairies are that guy, you know, the teacher guy. And then the people cutting down the trees is the government.
It's kind of a wild analogy there.
Hey, yeah. If James Cameron can do it, so can I.
The one thing I did appreciate about Battle Royale is how much more visceral the violence was than, I mean, Hunger Games was violent. People were killing people. It was obvious that people were dying. But it wasn't as
It was like Gladiator.
Right. Yeah. It's not
they
a gore
cut away fest. Right at the last second.
Right. It
was theatric violence.
It was theatric violence. It didn't... I don't think it showed the horror of the violence.
Yeah, and that's where I really think
and,
that
and what's missed. Interesting, and it's interesting that depending on a per, I can see somebody saying that this glorified violence, but I don't think it did at all. I think it actually treated violence more respectfully, in a more respectful manner than Hunger Games did. Hunger Games kind of glosses over the fact that this is a horrific situation that these children are in. It sanitizes
the whole thing.
These are children killing other children, and you know,
for entertainment purposes.
This is scarring them at a base level, and they don't they don't really explore that at least in the Hunger Games movie. I haven't read the book, so I can't speak to those.
It's not super detailed, but it's more detailed.
you would think that would kind of mess a person up a bit.
Well, actually, they do address that a lot in the Hunger Games. So the next book, they bring back the survivors
and that
of the
makes
last
sense.
Previous games,
and that makes
and
sense.
All of them are broken people.
And I'm, you know,
Katniss herself is broken. Like after she gets back from the Hunger Games, she's like, "Man, 22 people just died, and it was horrible."
And you know what?
I don't know.
You
what's
would expect
going on.
That
for that yeah. for that. It might be worth my time to check it out because that's the kind of thing that is interesting to me as a reader to see what kind of how that changes a person.
Yep.
Because
and not for the better.
No. And I think Battle Royale did a much better job of showing it immediately how that changed those
yeah,
people.
Yeah, when that chick wanders out of the bushes with the arrow stuck through her throat, you're like, whoa, yeah. Already?
Actually, reading in the some of the show notes there is...
Blowing that guy up when they're still in the classroom. Yeah. It was like, whoa.
It's real.
It's on, man.
This is a whole lot more real all of a sudden.
Yeah, the recent release of the DVD version has extra scenes in it, and they went back and digitally enhanced some of the gore effects to add even more blood splatter, more explosion, whatnot, which is even kind of has gotten even considered his day and age. I mean, that is kind of weird when you think about it. You know, we're trying to make it even more horrific.
No, that's what I want, though.
I mean, think it's appropriate for this story. I don't want it to be...
glorification of violence. Like, it's this clean thing.
No, it isn't.
You shoot a guy, and then he falls over dead. No, but you roll around on the ground a while. Like, you get
and
shot.
Blood gushing out of them,
yeah,
yes.
You get shot in the chest. You don't bleed out in the first 15 seconds. I mean, you roll around, and you're in pain, and you're squealing. It's like, that's what I want from movies. I want the visceral impact of what just happened. And I want it to be long and drawn out, and I want people to not be okay with it.
I want fights to be quick, too, because fights don't last
more than a few seconds.
2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Do not see Haywire, dude. Dude, that chick, like, never runs out of stamina.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 10-minute-long wrestling matches. I'm like, well, first of all, what is going on? And second off, you're not going to win a wrestling match with goddamn, what's that guy's name? Played Michael in Prometheus.
I didn't see Prometheus. Oh, but Mike...
Michael Fassbender.
Michael Fassbender, and that's David.
Yeah, he's like David. Not even close. First off, you're not going to win a wrestling match with Michael Fassbender. I've seen his penis. You're not going to win, all right? I've seen him pee.
Oh, wow.
That's true. I have not seen that movie yet, but I'm...
It's a good movie.
I've heard that.
We should do it.
Mm-hmm. Which one is that again?
Prometheus?
No, not Prometheus. Oh. Damn it. Anyway... It's the movie where he's like a sex addict, and it's very, very weird. Like, it's a very weird movie just because the way that they treat sex is just like some of the things he does, I'm like, that, this is not sex addict material. Like, this is just the dude's into sex, but like, not really a problem. Anyway. Damn it, what the hell's the name of that movie?
We'll look it up. We'll
I'm looking it up now. Hey, they're making another X-Men movie.
Yeah.
They're making Prometheus 2.
They're making... Days of Future Past.
Yep.
Yes, that, and Patrick Stewart's that, back on board as Professor Xavier again.
Really?
Yes.
Good.
Shame is the name of that movie.
Shame.
Yep.
Lana just said that too.
What do you mean? James McAvoy is Professor X in
yeah,
that movie.
James McAvoy. What were you saying?
I thought it was Patrick Stewart was back on board. I saw that on IO9 this
unless
morning.
Unless they're
doing another different timeline.
No, they could. Well, Days of Future Past is a future story. They go to the future. Well, someone from the future comes back to the past.
I hope it's not Charles Xavier.
Kitty Pryde, actually.
Kitty Pryde was Juno, Ellen Page.
Yes, she was.
I'd watch her. I'd see her naked. It's for you, Daryl. Take that home with you.
All right. Anything else?
Nope, we pretty much wrapped it up here.
They made a sequel to Battle Royale.
Yes, but it is... not as well received as this one, as the original. It has a pretty poor rating.
Both of them were written by the same person,
mm-hmm.
by the director's son.
Yes.
The director of the original, his son made it. He was on to make the second one.
And
died after shooting one scene of the sequel.
Mm-hmm.
He died of prostate cancer.
Prostate cancer. So we're still on our thing here of recently dead guy podcast.
That's not that recent, though.
Yep.
We're looking at about a decade mm-hmm. ago that he passed. So,
in relative terms, though, it seems like somebody died in the making of it.
In the global scale.
Yes. Yes, unfortunately, the director's son was not quite the same director as his father was, yeah, at least in his directorial debut.
That's
he's very good
happen.
Screenwriting, and apparently there's a lot of comments that on Rotten Tomatoes that it's a pretty awful sequel.
Mm.
And you'd be better off not wasting your time with it.
Well, I will take them up on that.
I will also do the same thing. Apparently, the people I work with now think that I don't watch any movies, so they brought me Roadhouse, and I'm like,
hey.
Don't know anything about me.
Pain don't hurt.
I don't know what that means. It's all sitting on my desk. I'm like, I don't want to watch this movie. Here's the thing about being an adult male in this day and age. If I wanted to watch a movie...
You just watch it.
I just watch it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need you to bring me
it's
a DVD.
It's so easy.
Yeah, your DVDs make me feel dirty because I don't want the physical media anymore. I'm past the point in my life where I need the physical object to reaffirm that I own this. I don't want it. I don't need
it.
So
you're relatively happy with the cloud.
Yeah. Cloud's where I want, man, I want even more cloud. Put my car in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Put some flash media storage. I can plant flash media storage in me.
Coming soon?
I'm in.
Well, not my butt.
No, I am not in that.
Cybernetic implants will be the next rage in the coming decades.
Yeah, transhumanism.
They're already there.
Let's do it.
We're already there. People are already putting subdermal RF.
No, those are mere toys.
Yeah, but they're,
like
it's
laser
a step.
Eyes. We're not
yeah,
really there yet.
That's true.
Yes, implanted shotguns, laser eyes.
I'm not
eyes.
Talking about laser surgery. I'm talking about I want to be able to shoot lasers from my eyes.
Cyclops.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to be a dick. I just want to be able to shoot lasers from
Come
my
on.
Eyes.
Come on. When you get the ability to shoot lasers from your eyes, you will be a dick about
it. I will be responsible with laser eyes.
No.
I will be
you
as
will,
responsible
you will
with laser eyes.
You will singe Luke's
as
nose
possible.
Hairs off when he snoozes at the... Game
I will be as responsible with laser eyes as it is humanly possible to be responsible with laser eyes.
That's fair.
I'll be
sure you're gonna try to avoid ocular discharges.
Yeah. Unplanned ocular discharges. Like premature ocular
premature ocular discharges.
Nocturnal emissions are a bitch.
Yeah. Don't open your eyes.
Melina's gonna sleep above. With laser shielding.
Yes.
Yeah, half step up from Clark Kent.
All the mirrors will be removed.
Although, if they're X-ray visionized to, and I'm not talking like where I can see bones, I'm talking like see through your clothes, the world is going to have a problem.
Yeah.
Because I will use that for evil.
Oh,
that is a fact.
Work, you could go to work for TSA. They'd be very popular there.
I would not work for TSA.
No.
I could make a lot more
you
money.
You said you wanted to be evil.
I find the TSA agents who handle my junk to be very efficient and quick.
Mm.
I don't know why they need to touch
gotta,
my balls.
You gotta wonder. You gotta wonder. I mean, how many of them really want to be doing that?
None of them want to be doing that.
It's a job.
You know what they don't want to be doing?
It's a government job.
Starving.
That's yeah. true.
No one wants it. It doesn't make anybody feel safe. It doesn't make you safe. It's all perception and illusion.
Security theater.
Some woman in the last plane we were on got up, went into the cockpit, and then flew in the cockpit the whole way. And I was like, what is happening?
What?
And Melina's like, is that normal?
No.
Yep. Don't worry about it. I'm like, what is going on? Then I started to get nervous. And Noah's like, I can't let her see that I'm nervous because then the flight's going to suck.
For everybody.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Because it was like I was the dudes in this movie. Put on this brave facade, carry a shotgun.
All right. Next week, Dark Knight Rises.
Mm-hmm.
The week after that is going to be right about time we do Sausage Fest. So
I felt like there was a
come to SausageFestSTL.com and give me money so that we can make this party more awesomer.
Mm-hmm. Man, it seems to me like you should have mentioned that at the beginning of the show.
I think I did. I didn't mention the website. But the nice thing is we have an intern who will put it on the show notes.
Yes. Thank you, intern.
All right. That seems like I had a movie I wanted to watch and put on the list.
Shame.
Nine and a half weeks.
I've got another one.
I was just thinking about that. I don't know why. That came up organically today.
Yeah.
I was thinking about something.
I watched a movie just the other day that I think has a good... We could have an interesting discussion about Alexandra's Project.
Did we talk about this already?
Mm-mm, no. This guy comes home from work on his birthday. All the lights are out in the house. There are no light bulbs in the house.
Sure.
He's like, oh, it's a surprise party for me. And he starts watching this videotape that his wife and his kids left him. Next thing he sees is her pointing a gun at this. She's like, now we need to talk. And it's like, it is an interesting flick. Because all through it, you keep expecting certain things because of what you've been conditioned in these kind of movies to see. And they keep switching on you. And things that you absolutely expect to happen, they just keep switching them on you. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Oh. It is on Netflix. It's the streaming right now.
I'm telling you, give me the vapors.
I know. All right.
We're done. Thanks for
When you think of that movie, let me know, and we will put it on the list, whatever it may be.
No.
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. It's Arrested Development. Watch all the episodes back-to-back as a movie.
I'm watching the It Crowd, or the IT Crowd. I don't know how that's...
I watched like 3 episodes of that, and I was like...
By the fifth episode, they change what it's about. It becomes less about the IT jokes and more about these crazy characters. If you don't like the characters, though, you're not going to...
It's not that I don't like the characters.
Did you check out Portlandia?
No. It's been has it been 3 days?
10 minutes.
Have you been 3 days since you were over my house? Man, what did I do?
Yeah.
Oh, Monday was ruined. Tuesday, I was still all jazzed up. What did I do? I know I did something when I got home on Tuesday.
Watch this movie?
No, I watched that today.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what I did yesterday.
Blackout.
At all.
Bud Light Blackout.
Man, I know I did something. Maybe I watched it.
Poured one out for his homie Aaron Rodgers.
God. Yeah, I cooked.
Oh.
Oh, gee, that causes
no,
a blackout.
No, I didn't. I cooked on Monday.
What did you put in it?
I made spaghetti. It's good. Chopped up onion, threw it in there. Ooh, that was good. I'm a good cook. I'm no Rombox pulled pork sandwich cook, but that is next on my list of things to... worked out.
I thought you were going to have sex with.
No. I haven't even pooped. I want my body for as long as possible.
Holding it back.
Well. All right.
We're out of here.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.